brother, this is different. Now, Luke, you shouldn't be laughing, young man, because you shouldn't be laughing, Luke, because actually the same thing happened to me.
All right, you lot, welcome to this waffling special. Now, we are in Amsterdam.
Oh, yeah.
Teapot. Right, now listen to me. Basically, we are here for a very individual and unique experience. Something you can't do anywhere else. No. So, before we get on with the show, we are just going to pop off to a coffee shop and get this party started. Okay, see you in a jiffy. All right now, guys, we have come back from the coffee shop. And well, obviously, yeah, like now it's about...
Wait, we didn't get into a coffee shop.
No, we went to that place. It's called Pre De Campo. No, what was it? No, what was it?
It's Pre De. No, it's Pre De.
No, it was.
It's Dech.
No, mate. No. What are you doing? No, listen. It was Pre De Ami. Pre De Ami.
Pre Dan.
Pre. Yeah, so basically. No, come on now. It was cool, and then we've explored around Amsterdam very momentarily. But now we're back here and ready to present the show. So, something I did want to bring up. Basically, Luke has been warning me ever since we like booked this trip about a reason to not go near the prostitutes.
No.
Oh!
And I was disrespected because I mean, fair enough if you do that and that's your thing, but I personally would never go near.
You were literally talking about what they're going to pay.
No, they're gonna what?
Joe seems to think that a prostitute will charge. Are they even called prostitutes out here? Sex worker will charge you depending on your looks.
Mate, I'm telling you.
You said you would get a free.
I would get it for free. This is malarkey. Basically, I was saying it's known that the. There's people that work in the red light district trying to obviously sex people.
Fucking whoa. No, go ahead.
Right. So the sex workers, in my opinion, they will, if they fancy you a bit, are they charging you as someone that's not fit, mate, in their opinion?
Yeah, but the way you got to look at it, right, is like...
Is it a fixed rate or is it a variable
rate? I don't think it's a fixed rate. I think it's variable. And I think if they think you're a buff ting, like Bundelingers, right, that's what I said, Bundeslingers. If they like that, then they, what I reckon, you know, they're going to not charge you as much.
No, Luke, you had a story. Sorry, dear. Go ahead. We interrupted.
Sorry, dear.
Did I?
Yeah, you had a story about why we should not go to the red light district.
Oh, yeah. Because I was being like, oh, what? Tell me, they give you AIDS or, you know, something dodgy. Like, is that the reason?
Why are you talking about getting AIDS?
No, because they might, you would think, right, this is no disrespect. I mean, no disrespect, right? But it's where,
mate. I heard, yeah.
No, wait, listen. You listen.
I heard
to
it. Having sex with a prostitute in Amsterdam is safe. Like,
yeah.
Is safer than. What are they? It's safer than just meeting a regular in a club.
No, but it is funny, isn't it? Like, people sleep with.
I'm just lying.
Why are you lying?
I'm not. Someone did tell me that. Can you just tell your fucking story, please?
It wasn't even a story as to why not to go to it. The story was literally that someone we know went and slept with one.
And was it good?
Wait.
Yeah, so basically, this is the process. Right, because...
What the fuck was that?
Wee, wee, wee!
You can look back at this episode and be like... Maybe we'll scrap that one. Honestly, you're gonna be like, look at these immature idiots laughing at fucking looking at a wall. What more could you want?
You can tell the story then.
Yeah. Can you just tell his story?
Just hurry
already?
The fuck up and tell.
What, do you want to know the processes?
No, no, no. Oh, yeah.
Luke,
so
all day you've been telling us, got to stay.
No, I haven't.
All you've told us is, I know someone that went to the red light district. So do we all, Luke.
What?
I don't.
You've been before.
I don't.
I've been to the red light district.
Boo.
Just walk through it. But it's pretty mad. Like, you could be walking with, like, your partner, and the people in the window will still just be like, come in.
What?
They have no regard. Maybe they want both at the same time. Who knows?
And how do you feel about that concept? Because, mate, it's fucking dodgy, right?
Wait, what concept? The listen. Concept of a prostitute.
No.
Listen, see, I think we have to call them sex workers now.
Right.
I'm so sorry.
Wait.
Well, we need to educate ourselves. And secondly, what I'm saying is... What was I saying? What was I about to say? No. Did I start saying it? Because I knew it was good. What is it? What was it?
We were talking about... your... Go ahead with your story. Oh, this is the world's crappiest 7 minutes of a podcast.
No, sorry.
What would be an half
no, hour? We're gonna put... we're going to put it together. We're going to put it in.
Go on, ask me some questions.
No, so you were talking about... Is it dodgy... sex workers, but
no.
You literally just said that.
Would you say, oh yeah, it's dodgy, right? That when people go on stag do's to Amsterdam or wherever, like the person to get just.
What do you mean? Or wherever?
There's just about to get married. Cheats.
No.
Cheats on their bride or husband to be.
But then yeah, but also you have to think about it like this. I think it's down to the movies, really. For example, the movies would suggest
what are you going on about regarding the movie? Continue no. talking about the movie.
No,
we're going on chocolate out of mouth.
In films, it is like the done thing.
Yes.
In films, that the
come on, spit out
the bride or groom.
Yeah.
Will go and do stuff.
And would you say you know anyone that's done that? Do you know anyone that's done that?
What?
Do you know anyone that's done that, mate?
Oh, no, not personally. No, I was just making the face.
I swear you do, mate.
No, I genuinely don't. I know of. I know more of people who have.
Isn't it like someone asked? Stop. You know what I mean, bro. No, listen. Let's get our shit together.
What the fuck, man?
So, guys.
Hey, you're embarrassing yourself.
Am I actually? Should we stop?
Taking a piss.
No, we could.
Why are you crying?
No. What, am I actually crying?
You got tears.
Why do you think that you guys always put pictures of put pictures up of Hezbollah and say it's me? Why do you do that? If all of these waffling mafia members have been seeing me on Instagram and in our last episode,
because it's funny.
Where you made me as Hezbollah, why do you relate me to him? What is it about him that you see in me?
Like the height and the confidence within themselves.
The confidence? The what? Wait, he does just like, someone would be like cradling it, but just trying to punch him in the head.
Exactly.
So I headbutt them and shit.
That's what you would do.
No.
Someone cradles you.
What, you think I like harm things that are trying to help me?
What?
Maybe I push away what is really trying to be there for me. And now, I've let it all go.
You can be an actor, man.
You reckon? No. No. Should we do some acting? Right? Okay. No laughing contest.
Where's your beer?
Right. Ready? So, So it's going to be like this. You know, I really love when guys are nice to girls and girls like guys. But they don't. But they don't.
What is he doing?
You shut up. I'm acting for you. I'm doing an acting performance. And I was going to do like. I actually did a stand-up comedy performance in my primary school.
Wait, as in you weren't joking when you did it? We as were, in like a career pursuit?
Yeah, just like I stood at the front of class.
How old? What year?
Year four. No, it might be year five. But I was basically standing up and I told a story and it was how like I walked to the newsagents and bumped into some pigeons. No, legit. And it actually had people laughing.
Wait, I thought you were going to tell it.
Tell us the story.
No.
So you told a story.
Was it, did you make it up? Was it your
joke? Yeah, I was freestyling. So you know you have like freestyle.
And the best you could come up with when I walked to the shop and walked past some pigeons.
No, shut your mouth, right? No, listen, it's basically, I did a stand-up comedy.
Mate, you did the equivalent of show and tell.
No. Anyways, well, what I'm saying is everyone's got a different talent.
What are you saying?
Oh, yeah, have I actually just...
you haven't.
No, have I coming across like a twat?
You're coming across very funny and cute.
Cute? Nah, because you know, like when girls say that to guys, oh, you're so cute.
It's just like, why is it don't ever?
No, it's more of just. Sorry. No, for me, cute, obviously, we get called cute all the time and stuff like that. But cute for me is more like a cuddly little teddy bear.
Yeah, but you are.
Not like a sex beast.
No, but you know. We as males. Almost, we feel like we should feel fierce. We should be sort of rather aggressive. But in essence, what the cute remark is saying is that no, those toxic masculinity traits are not what powers you as an individual. It is your ability to express all, and being cute is one of those alls. Do you understand me right now?
You could be a commentator. Have either of you ever snapped your banjo?
Oi, so basically, Malfoy fucking lobs in the group chat about this. He goes, boys, I fucking done it!
What the fuck? You're making me celebrate.
And then basically, he snapped... no, trigger warning for a gruesome things, but he snapped the banjo area of his erectile function.
You know. It was more of a tear on second... Sort of a half snap.
With your 100% certified girlfriend, and Theo has actually announced this evening, off, you know, our little honeymoon away.
That deadline
this day. This is the first time that you sort of realise what it's like to be in a relationship. You were saying how, you know, I really am having fun. I want to share so many experiences with them. It's not like just, you do only certain things with them. It's like, no, you want to share your life.
Everything.
And it was so invigorating and refreshing for you. Now, can I just firstly confirm, are you now official in a relationship with this individual?
Yes.
You are?
I am.
And it, you know, just like, do you...
You know what?
What?
I don't think anyone thought it was going to be happening as soon as it really did.
So, newsflash, it's an exclusive. Theo Baker has a new girlfriend.
Okay, you fucking start.
Newsflash. Oh, God.
You had a POV American
instant ring.
That's horrible.
So, wait, actually, I've got a quick
finish. Hang on, brother, let me just do one thing.
Yeah, brother.
Yeah, a lot of people, me included, I'd be like, I wouldn't expect this to happen. But I feel like the ones you get on with the most with and the ones you love the most are the ones you don't expect to meet. So you should never go looking for love.
No, but that's so classic. But we hear that.
But it's true that if you, the more you look for it, the more you won't get it.
Yes, but no. But it's not just like, wait, once you achieve the ultimate not giving a fuck factor, boom, you get a girlfriend. No, it's basically, like, obviously you don't go chasing for it, but then even if you're not chasing for it, it might still not turn up. So, yeah.
So just wait a little bit longer.
But what like, you've not expected to have a girlfriend since the day you broke up before. So it's like, you were never expecting, but why did you connect on that day with that girl? Like, what was the difference? Because you get a lot of attention, my man.
Oh, that's true. You do.
Come on.
It was just, were you, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Always laughing. Can talk about
I cry again.
Not only can you like have a laugh and whatnot and like have great times, but you can also have those deep jets, so you can connect on multiple levels.
Are you actually welling up?
Not welling up. No. Why the fuck would I well up? What, from happiness?
Yeah.
I would never do that.
Why? Well, you think it's weak to cry as a man?
No, I cry all the time.
Oh no.
What?
Do you feel
I haven't cried in ages.
I have a question.
You started welling up then though.
You did. You did.
You did, bro.
No, it's because I was laughing. No, what the fuck? No, I'm not having that. It's blasphemy. Oh, you're tricking me because I know. The most annoying thing about that is like, you guys think I cried, but I know like I did. Why make such a big deal out of it for you? But I know within me, I didn't cry. Oh, I love taking a piss out of myself. It's so
funny.
Wait,
but do you remember how you once thought like what a relationship should be? And now do you feel like you have a new perspective?
Like your whole life was a lie. Oh.
I would say this is probably the happiest I've been in about 7 years.
Because you're but oh wait, I can't say that, can I? No, listen.
Bleep the word.
Ow. Bleep. Fucking hell, mate. Someone let loose this. Oi, can I have, has anyone watching right now, can you notice the difference in what Joe looks like? Because when I saw him in the airport, he's got an instant.
You got what? A boner.
When I saw him in the airport, the first thing I noticed was how thin he is in the face. Like it progressed, and it really enhanced the look on the chin. Because I, the first thing I said to him, I said, "Where's your chin gone?"
You
have lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, but I've really fucking let myself go tonight.
But chin is starting to come back.
Well, now already?
No, obviously not. It's not how it works.
Shit. Now, but yeah, basically, it was actually quite refreshing to hear someone comment positively on my weight for a long time. It's I've been told I'm fat weller. Oh, just out of shape. Ugly weller.
No one said ugly.
But basically, yeah, I've been working hard.
I swear, 20 minutes in, we've discussed nothing.
No. But I've been working hard in the gym. You know, just really put myself to work. And yeah, it's just been good.
you start going to the gym? Cool, bro.
You are a wiki wanker.
I have news. Two exclusives.
Go on.
You know what's meant to
you about to get your knob out? What are you doing?
What am I saying again? Oh, yes. I will not be going to the gym for a while.
Oh, wait, you're shaking.
Shaking? Shaking.
Your cheeks are shaking. Wait, sorry. Sorry.
Basically, fuck off. Sorry. I was in Paris.
Oh no.
First up.
Oh no.
Got my phone stolen.
You got robbed again.
Is there something about me?
No, that is actually awful.
They must look at me and say, Rich, let's do him.
No, you think. No.
Easy talk.
No, brother, this is different. Now, Luke, you shouldn't be laughing, young man, because you shouldn't be laughing, Luke, because actually the same thing happened to me.
Wait, Thea, I'm so sorry. We're getting fucking rinsed in the comments right now. And I understand, I understand.
So it's payback for me rinsing you all day off camera.
Yeah, facts. Right, go on.
So, where was I saying? I don't know why I'm talking about my phone getting robbed. It was pickpocketed out my pocket, so yeah, I didn't feel it go. Happened to Luke, actually. You keep calling me a pussy. They took your watch right off your wrist and you were wearing it.
Oh, was this who could get robbed the most?
It's not contest. Anyways, shut the fuck up, man. I finished with that story. I bought a new phone, whatever. Then lost my bank card. Oh, fuck.
Pinned against a dumpster.
And then to top it off,
again.
Oh, you know what? I give up. I quit.
We got a wedgie.
Sorry, man. Sorry, no. I'm actually
because these two fucking idiots.
No, you didn't have as much as us. No, have anything. No, nothing. Right, go on, go.
Yeah, bud. Oh yeah, I got a call before just a few hours before yes. My phone got stolen.
Yeah. So we're gonna kill you. That's fucking dark. Sorry. Sorry, man. Sorry. It's fucking hell.
And it was my doctor.
Got that cock infection. Oh, God. Right, come on. No, go.
And you know that surgery I was getting next year?
Surgery
I was getting next year. Getting it in 2 weeks. Yes, I'm going to be in crutches. I'm not going to be able to walk. I'm going under the knife.
What is this surgery?
Never had surgery before. I'm really nervous.
What's it for?
No.
Specifically?
My hips.
What did both? What's happening?
Was it like too much dancing?
They're just like no, they're shaving down one of the joints or something. Manscaping one of the joints.
Oh, mate, that's actually savage, and I actually feel bad.
Yeah, 3 months out again. No, you don't, you fucking
no.
Weapon.
I'm coming across like a cock.
Yeah, you know what?
They all turned on me.
They've turned on you right now. They're going, oh, poor Theo.
No, they are.
It's because you two fucking idiots.
What?
Are there.
No, so yeah, go on, carry on. So you're getting something about your arse shaven down or something?
No one said that.
Yeah, your hips, your arse, isn't it? So you know the
I'll grow up, will you? I've just told you that I'm getting so. Did I act like this when you got your knee surgery?
You didn't even care. You didn't even comment. You said nothing on the matter.
Hope you don't regret it.
Boo!
I was there when you did your bloody knee, mate.
Oh no, you said, oh, I didn't look at it even that hard.
I was like, just fell over.
You're just diving. Snap, crack, popple.
It's pretty mad that happened to your knee. Why are we talking about your great knee when content. I'm the one getting surgery?
Yeah, so what is the surgery? So what is it as a result of? And for anyone watching that's in a similar sort of situation, see if you can relate to Theo right now. Go, Theo.
I don't really know. They're telling me next week. But they are pretty sure they're shaving a joint and doing something to one of the bones. But then they were like, it might not work. I was like, okay.
And so what is, why, risk. What have you been, what is it too much like shagging?
It's my groin injury from football.
Oh, I thought it was your hips.
Yeah, but basically I get the pain in the groin, which stems from the hips. So a lot of the times where you're in pain, it's not actually where you're in pain. It's stemming.
Oh, God, that's deep, man.
In the space of 1 week, listen yeah. to this.
Okay.
You want to know how to have a bad week?
No.
In the space of 1 week, I found out I was getting surgery in 2 weeks. My phone got stolen. My bank card went missing. Went to Disneyland on the wrong day. Disneyland on the wrong day. And something else, but I can't. Oh, I snapped my banjo.
Shit, bro. The children in Africa are praying for you.
No. I do appreciate. But, like, look, you're fit, you're healthy, you got a loving girlfriend.
I'm done with this injuries talk. It's very repetitive being there, done that.
Yeah, okay, so let's move on to some other
things. Talk about something? What do we have?
Is he going to cry?
No, you're okay. Do you want us to take a break?
The fucking most annoying thing is when you do that.
Mate, what the fuck? I was literally asking a caring message. Mate, that's harsh if you're turning around and making me laugh.
In HS Tiki Tuggy again, you go, mate, are you okay? Do we need to stop the podcast? And I'm just there like, huh? I'm just chilling. And then it just goes in the edit.
What?
And then I was like, oh, so you're crying. No, I wasn't. Actually, you know what? Right now, it feels like you two fucking idiots have turned on me. You're too fucking
you are. What?
Oh, do you fucking what? First time you spoke. Honestly, what have you said this podcast? You tried to tell a story and it was my mate got shagged in Red Light District. So do thousands.
I was going
to
tell you the process.
Go on then, buddy. Who was it?
No, I can't say.
Yeah, you can. We'll bleep it.
No, I can't.
Wait, just come on. Get on with it. Just get on with it.
I'm not going to say it. But, no, basically, the process is obviously they want to get you in and out as quick as possible because then it's like...
More money.
Yeah. So, like, they use this, like, lube on you that makes you, like...
Tingle cum.
Yeah, so it makes you, like, cum proper. And then apparently they put the, like, Johnny on you and then just do it. Like, you get one position and then you have to, like, finish.
Oh, my God, so he, like...
What was if you roll the dice and get a really bad position?
No, you can choose it, I think.
Wait, yeah, is it... Because, obviously, like, I personally have never taken part in sex work.
No, I know you said that a few times.
No, not that I hadn't done it. No, as in... done that sort of business.
You've never paid for sex.
Yeah, I've never done that, right? What is the process? If anyone is listening right now... If you're curious about this, or you've experienced it, or you do offer this service, like Sebas, what is the process? Is it that you're trying to flirt with the man, connect with them on an emotional level, and then manipulate them from then?
Oh wait, are you talking
paying
about,
money for teasing other parts of you? Is it a bit? It's like the oldest. It's the oldest trade in the game, like in the world. It's like sex work is like one of, you know, the first.
Times.
Yeah, but way back in caveman times, you know. And what I'm saying here is, don't know. Would you do it? Would you do it? Anyone watching? What are your thoughts on it? Like coming out to so people would come to Amsterdam and go to the red light district on a holiday of that to
not you, though.
To experience. I no. What? What's funny?
No, nothing.
Would you?
No, so the thing is, right, the real... Like, the biggest thing that always plays in my head is, like, imagine if the person that is doing this doesn't actually want to be doing it. Oof. You know, like, if someone is in that business because they have to put food on the table, like, then it doesn't feel, like, morally right. But I think people have, you know, like, women or men, have, like, obviously the right to do what they please. As in, like, if they want to sell.
Wow. Well, yeah, no, I totally feel you. But as in, like, I think I wouldn't be able to get a rod on. I really almost need that
connection
where it's like, yeah, it is an intimate one where you can be vulnerable.
Well, maybe you can pay double and get an intimate
connection. I pay what?
You can't pay for
a connection. You can't buy emotional connection, Theo.
You might actually randomly connect with someone. Maybe you fall in love with them.
Maybe.
I can see that happening.
But maybe are they the emotions that they're actually trying to hit on, the loved ones,
so, maybe you're faking
so that so that you are recurring customers. Maybe on a direct debit.
No, I know what you mean. What, as in like, do they do that? They try and connect on an emotional level, yeah. So then you're drawn back
yeah,
to
yeah, you
them.
Feel like you're the only one. I don't know. Now, obviously other things that we've seen, it's the fact that we are about halfway through the podcast, so it's time to go for another coffee break. We will be back very...
We will be back very shortly.
Yeah, we'll see you in a bit. Bye. Now, guys! Hello. Quick interruption to this very wacky episode, but you may have seen that we have these on the table, which are, right, a bit of magicianery. So this is actual tap water, right, just in a bottle like you'd expect.
Plain.
However... The area above, just here, that the Air Up guys have invented, make this normal tap water basically smell, taste. I don't know what it is, but it makes you enjoy whatever flavour the pod is. Now, mine's coffee. What's yours?
I've got watermelon.
Orange and vanilla.
Okay, and it's basically not putting any harsh chemicals, disgusting rubbish in the water, but just tricking your brain into somehow enjoy this delicious flavour whilst drinking your water.
It's quite literally plain water that tastes amazing.
It's this little boy on the top that gives you the flavour, essentially.
Yeah.
But it is bizarre.
Oh, banging, right? And it's so game-changing. I can't believe it hasn't been done before. But basically, these guys, they're from Munich, Germany, right? Okay, yeah.
Hear us now.
Literally, like, so we're in Amsterdam right now. They're over the pond, and they were like, we want to sponsor this episode. So there you go. Great invention. If you want to check them out, the link is in the description or on screen right now. But for me, game changing.
100.
Staying hydrated is so good. Like, mentally is actually, like, it is very, very
water
good.
Water is the best drink.
So, anyways, back on with the show. All right, you lot. So, it is now the next day, right? We went for a coffee break. It all got a little bit too out of hand. And we had to just go to bed. But look, we have to continue this podcast because now we have some serious things that we can actually get into words. Okay, because last night it got a little bit too out of hand.
Just like laughed.
Yeah, we were just laughing. It turned a little bit annoying, if I'm honest. It's quite funny.
Look, everyone's going to be like, the first half of this podcast was very annoying. Now yeah, these guys can have fun now.
It was a mess because I swear we started talking about... I had that story of someone that we know sleeping with a sex worker here. And then we ended with me like telling that story and then we wrapped it. So it was literally... jumbled the whole.
I started my story off when I was meant to tell you how I snapped my banjo and I went into my phone getting stolen.
Yeah, exactly. It was all over the place. And I think what is very interesting about the coffee over here is like, obviously you don't have it with tobacco.
Yeah.
Like, look, we can say that, can't we?
Yeah.
Like, we don't, you know what I mean? And it's, fuck me, it's quality. Mate, how is the coffee here legal, right? But this is where I think the world's fucked and it is really all about money, right? Alcohol fucks you way more than that coffee ever has. Everyone here, right, is in Amsterdam, welcoming, kind, lovely, in a good spirit, man. Just really on the wave, bro.
You know what, it's true then.
Yeah, no, it is.
When you went
true.
Into that coffee shop, they were so accommodating and they even gave him a free lighter.
Free coffee
to
spoon.
Warm up his coffee.
Oh, he said this one's on the house, buddy.
Yeah, he gave me a free one because he clearly saw that we were noobs.
But it's very easy. I think it's very easy. If it was the vice versa, like the English would be like very dismissive very quickly. They'd be like, "Oh, we deal with this every day." It could be very easy, even to us. It'd be very easy for them to be like, "Oh, fuck."
I literally said here, boys, when we got here, I was like, "This place feels so welcoming."
Yeah, that's the first time I've ever heard you say that as well.
Yeah. And I'd like to actually ask some of the viewers, right? If any of you that work in, you know, places where you need to basically say the same thing or deal with the same sort of scenario over and over and over again, how do you manage to present enthusiasm and like it's the first time you've ever done it every time? Because it's so easy to almost come across bored, frustrated and fed up with that. And in fact, you know, these people... managed to absolutely ace it.
Mate, you do it all the time in McDonald's.
Oh, yeah, because you worked in McDonald's,
like,
Malfoy.
Can I take your order here? So you have to make little games. Yeah. You have to make little games within the day.
It's funny, though, but I think it also equates to, like, how you approach life. Do you know what I mean? Like,
it's very deep, man.
No, because think about it, right? If you approach every day as, like, oh, you know, if I am working this, like, mundane job, I want to make everyone's experience as good as possible. Yeah. You know, like, my opportunity to have a good day is engaging with these people and have like a laugh with them in the like 30 seconds that I meet them.
Mate, it's
so like
true.
It is about your approach to life rather than like being like, oh, fuck's sake, I work in like this boring job. I do the same shit every day. It's like, well, you can make it what it is.
Yeah, it's like the thing of, you know, the situation isn't what dictates your experience. It's you and your perception of that situation that actually decides how you experience it and what you get out of it.
I mean, on window one, we'd just play games of, you have to do it in a funny accent. How long can you go without laughing?
And what accent would you do? Like, just like do an example now.
G'day, mate. Welcome to McDonald's. I'd be Australian. And then some other silly, goofy ones as well. But the happier you are in window one, the better experience you're going to give to a customer. Then by the time they come round to pay, they'll be in a happy mood.
Mate,
it'd be so
true.
Easy to ruin someone's day.
Mate, factual information. And that's like obviously McDonald's sell Buxton Water, right? Right? That's what they sell. So when I come up to window one, I say, can I have a Buxton Water? and I do. And I pray and hope that they realize it's me. Because
they're like... this is fucking weird.
Because a lot of them are youngsters, right? That may or may not have grown up watching Weller videos, okay? And if you go, oh, Bucks on Water, right?
Stop doing that.
they are like, ha, it's Weller. And I'm like, yes, it is.
can I have it for free?
Well, don't ask for it for free.
Please recognise me.
Please still say I have anyone. No, but yeah, I do totally get you on that, my bro. And yeah, I just think that about Amsterdam and about, let me ask you this, your lives in lockdown. Because everyone's life in fucking lockdown was mental. And obviously coming over here tonight, as we are in Amsterdam, they are about to go into a semi-lockdown.
Mate, you got
to
hand it to Boris.
Okay. Wait, can I just quickly finish this point? Now, obviously everyone here is about to have to face what we have faced for so long. And we were all in that same situation. But some people decided to go, right, I'm going to take this time to utilise it, i.e. learn to DJ.
Have parties.
No. Or some would, and I did this as well, just bum around being like, I hate life. But everyone was in the same situation. It is literally, how do you utilise that to your benefit and to make you most happy?
That's so true. Yeah. Isn't it quite strange that like the UK is like clubbing, like full on clubbing and COVID doesn't really exist anymore. Well, it does, but like, you know what I'm saying? Masks don't exist anymore, really, and without clubbing. And then Amsterdam are going into a full-on lockdown.
Yeah, it's nuts. But this is the thing, like, the people are double jabbed and still getting the virus at home. Like,
what?
Yeah, what? What?
No, I haven't.
You have?
No, I haven't.
Mate, someone
that I know. I know people that have, though.
Yeah, the girl, like, right, so basically, I was in the studio. That's a big-time DeGere right now. I was in the studio with a singer from Ireland. She's from Belfast.
What's her name?
Isn't that Northern Ireland?
Yeah, Northern Ireland.
You can't say her name, is she on the track?
No. Okay, it's Neve. Anyways, basically, she's double vaxxed. Got the virus a week ago.
But I believe it's the virus.
And I'm just like, and it proper affected her, like tongue.
Taste.
And taste, yeah. Yeah, you know, like the smell and all that.
They are saying.
I'm just like, well, we're meant to be vaxxed for that to stop.
But the idea of the jab is to reduce the... Or is it not to reduce also, like, if you do get it, it's much more mild.
But that's why they're saying you should go and get a lot of people now are getting like a booster jab. Oh. I know somebody who's got a booster jab. I reckon it'll turn into a, you know, every year you're meant to get the flu jab.
Yeah.
It'll just be that.
What old people do, isn't that how it works? Or do you get it? Huh? Have you got a weak immune system?
Yeah, he gets
it. Oh, because is that how it goes?
I've got asthma.
Actually.
That's why I get priority access to the vaccine.
Yeah. Speaking of weak immune systems, you got a bit upset with us last night because we...
Let me just quickly set that story. Okay. Right, yeah. Basically... We have this heap of coffee, right? Two cups full, right? And me and Luke fucking just in hysterics. Obviously, you saw the first half of the
episode. Everything was funny,
like,
even if it wasn't funny.
Yeah. And it was great. It was great because my experience with coffee before is you know, obviously you have it with other herbs in the device.
Herbs.
And it can send you a bit weird or make you a bit, I don't know, like not it's harsh on the throat. But this last night, doing the pure... No. It was just
silver haze.
It was just phenomenal. And obviously me and Luke were very, very laughy. But you just, not even decided, you went rather anxious.
Very anxious.
We were like, and even just us looking at you, right? Huh? That was really pranging you out. And I want to ask you viewers at home or listening right now, have you ever, I mean, you can get what I'm saying, don't you? Like...
I think they're getting it.
Have you ever had a cup of coffee and just fuck me, just gone well, like anxious and prangy? And what do you reckon that's to do with? Is it that there is a deeper underlying issue that is in your brain that is actually coming to fruition there and actually flooding your brain with the chemicals to enhance the worry? Or what? Or is it just random? Surely it's not just random.
I would literally be like, oh, Theo, can you pass me that? He'd be like, why?
Why? No, guys, why are you... don't look at me. Don't.
No, it was just, why? Why?
I was very paranoid, wasn't
I? Why do you think that was, Cheesehead? I didn't mean that.
Cheesehead?
Cheesehead?
No, because I felt like I was attacking you last night. But, well, I wasn't. I wasn't attacking you. No, during the podcast, like you said about your surgery, and we were all laughing. No, but we were laughing at everything.
So yeah, I know. That's
you could have said anything.
I know.
Then you welled up downstairs.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, that really pissed me off when you said that.
Yeah, because that's what we're saying. You brought up that it was because of the surgery comment that you made in the podcast, and we started laughing at you, and then you started like welling up.
Why do you... No, the thing that pisses me off the most is that when someone says, like, stop welling up, it's like, mate, I'm not. But then if you say no, this is my point. If you go, if you try and defend yourself and say, I'm not crying, everyone goes, oh, okay, mate, I'm not crying. This is impossible, so you just have to take it. Be like, okay, whatever you want. But then it looks like I'm triggered. And I'm not triggered.
I'm not. But there was one point when you were talking about your girlfriend. Do you remember that? You were talking about your girlfriend and you started welling up.
Your eyes did get puffy and red.
Guys, listen up. This was really endearing. He was literally talking about her and what he loves about her. And there was a moment where you paused from talking and your eyes just started welling up. And we were like, mate, you're welling up. Not even taking the piss on you. Denied it, and he was like, why is this toxic masculinity? No, you can cry.
Toxic masculinity.
Yeah.
No, but that's the thing, though. I wasn't welling up. I must have just been deep within thought. I wasn't welling up.
Okay.
I was just...
I mean, we could get a replay. Going,
yeah, we'll get a VAR check on that one.
We don't. It was downstairs, wasn't it?
No. When you said about the girlfriend, it was up here.
We'll get a VAR check on it. And if I look back and be like, oh, shit, then I'll believe you. But if I look back and be like, nah, that's bollocks. It's all in your head. Not only can you like have a laugh and whatnot and like have great times, but you can also have those deep jets, so you can connect on multiple levels.
Are you actually welling up?
Not welling up. No. Why the fuck would I well up? What, from happiness? But I got very paranoid last night.
Yeah.
I didn't like it at all.
It's funny because I obviously put on my Instagram saying like, oh, if you've got any questions for Dam or topics that you want us to talk about, send them in. And a lot of them were like, oh, the positive effects of... these sort of drugs on mental health. Not all of them are positive effects, but necessarily the effects, I guess. And I feel like, because there are a lot of advocates for like having coffee and its positive effect that it can have on one's mental health, but I feel like it really can swing one way
or the other.
And I think that was demonstrated last night.
Yeah, everyone's different, I think, with it. Look, medicinal marijuana, right? That treats insomnia.
Yeah, it does.
And you know, for people's anxiety, depression, things like that, it can be really useful. For other people, it can literally do the absolute opposite, make you go nuts. So
I think definitely today I'll be eating some brownies today. I'm quite hungry.
Yeah. I mean, we could give that sort of stuff a go. That just normally knocks me out. But anyways, right, that's enough of the coffee talk. We all understand that.
Hello everyone, it's me, Theo, bringing you another ad read, and this time it is from our great friends over at Manscaped. Now Manscaped have just released the Performance Package 4.0. Look, we've all been there. We've all cut our balls. Let's face it. You don't like to talk about it. We've all done it. However, if you get yourself the Performance Package 4.0, it includes the Lawnmower 4.0. And my word, does it reduce your chances of cutting your balls. And what do you get within your Performance Package 4.0? I've already mentioned the Lawnmower 4.0, which is waterproof. It has a light on it for when you're going in those dark crevices. And most importantly, it has that skin-safe technology to help reduce the chances of getting those nicks on your balls. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Crop Preserver and the Crop Reviver. Very, very handy. It's basically ball deodorant. You've got one you can rub on, one for a quick spray. Very useful in loads of situations. We all know what we're talking about. Also, you get a pair of anti-chafing boxers. Very, very handy. And my word, don't get me started on the weed whacker that comes with it. It's an ear and nose hair trimmer. Unbelievable, Jeff. So what is our offer to you? Well, to get yourself 20% off and free shipping, all you need to do is go to manscaped.com/waffling. That is manscaped.com/waffling to get yourself 20% off plus free shipping. Back on with the show.
Actually, right, so this is something that a lot of males experience. So if you're listening right now, really pay attention. And we are going to say trigger warning. Trigger warning right fucking now. A lot of you little skunks. Right, listen. So obviously, Theo has... had something that happens to a lot of us. It's never happened to me. Has it happened to you, Luke?
Yeah, I said my story on
here. I know, that's what I'm saying. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And then now it's happened to Theo. So 2 in 3 men it happens to. After looking at our study.
That probably is a stat.
Probably up there. But obviously, Theo, whilst having vigorous, angry sex.
What?
No.
It was actually just as it went in.
Just as it went in?
Theo must have been like, it must have been ready to prang. It must have been quite...
Like it was tightened, so as soon as it got a bit of tension against it, it just went...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So basically, Theo Baker has had the ultimate male injury in snapping that area of the penile
function.
Originally,
I thought it was a full snap.
Yeah.
But I think it's only like a half snap. So
right.
Without going to too much graphic, the top fully came off. Oh, and God. Then like the bottom's like hanging on for dear life. No. And I'm hoping that like heals up.
Okay.
Because I called 1-1. Obviously, when it happened, I was like, fucking hell, that was
You called the ambulance?
No.
My cock is cut! No, wait. I'm not wanking!
No. So I felt it and I was like, oh, fuck, what the fuck was that? Luckily, I'd had a few drinks, so like the pain wasn't that bad. And I looked down and like, nothing there. And then next thing you know,
spunking.
So much blood. Like so much blood.
Comes out with every like heartbeat. Mate,
it was, I'm holding the blood. I was like, get tissue! Just like, swack it up.
Did you panic?
Oh, mate, it was the worst. If you look down at your cock and it's fucking spunking blood, I'm like, oh my God.
It's not
ideal. It's happened. It's finally happened. I'm one of those guys.
And can I ask you something, right? So a lot of males may feel embarrassed by their partner seeing this, witnessing this, being part of the experience.
Oh, you know what was quite funny?
Now, can I quickly ask, did you get the vibe that this put your girlfriend off?
No.
Or that she was like, this is fucking disgusting, you're gross.
No, she was
or was
great.
It more, it connected you, and it was actually quite a bonding exercise.
It was a bonding exercise.
Was it?
Well, she was fantastic, it was very funny as well.
She was fantastic.
Yeah, she was laughing at me, in fact. She was like, ha ha ha.
I feel like...
No, I was laughing, because it was so, because I think we were all in shock, that like you either go
we
one or two ways in shock.
How many were there?
No, there was only two of us.
Okay.
You either go like, oh, I'm going to cry and be all pussy, or you can just laugh about it. I think that really helped me through it. But right. I text Reeve and you guys.
Of course you did.
Send him a picture.
Nah, I didn't send him a picture. He was like, mate, this happened to my brother. And then you said it happened to you. And I was like, oh, it happens to quite a lot of people.
Yeah.
I was like, he was like, mate, you need to call 111 because my brother got stitches. And I was
oh my God. And that I was would like, be awful. And mate, have when, to, he, like, mate,
when he said that, first. When he said that, I was like, no. I called 111.
Boys, I mean, I had stitches when I... Because obviously I've been circumcised.
Yeah, but you were young.
Yeah, but what?
Well, you still got feelings.
Still have feelings.
You were young.
And they dissolve out.
Yeah, I know, they're dissolvable. Oh.
Yeah.
But mate, I got a missed call from the doctor. They were like, we'll call you back in half an hour. I was like, I'm going to go to sleep. They called me back at 7 a.m. So I had a voicemail. It was like, blah, 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 blah. Yes, I advise you, Theodore, to go to A&E straight away. And I was like, yeah.
And you still haven't?
No.
Because you're scared?
I'm sort of hoping it just heals up. Because everywhere I've Googled says it heals up. Then Luke, you said you fully snapped it and you don't have a banjo anymore.
Yeah, but I'm also at the same time a bit confused what you mean by the top and bottom. Because basically...
I can show you if you want.
Nah, don't worry. You haven't cleaned it for like a week, so I don't want
to
see under there.
But
you haven't cleaned it.
You can't pull it back, mate. Is it? You
can pull it. I don't know. I'll pull it back. I've never had to pull it back. I don't have one. A cock. I have a cock. No.
So, like, obviously, like, the process is it's like...
You can't pull your foreskin back. Oh,
I can
gosh.
Pull it back. I've cleaned it a little bit. It's just I don't want to go too far because that's when it's like...
Oh, yeah, you'll split it back open. You have to leave it, let it heal. But, like, mine was just... It was still just, like, one cut, so to speak. Yeah, but it's just, like, now it just doesn't exist.
Yeah, I think when it heals up, I want to see what we're working with here because I can't really see what we're working with. I'm too scared to pull it fully back.
Okay, so this obviously with footballers, right? You have a serious injury, like I've done my ACL, right? Professional footballer, done my ACL, and now going into challenges, even sprinting full speed, shit. I have that in the back of my mind because I know that's weaker. Now, my question to you boys that both have this dangerous injury... When you want to be aggressive and, you know, really go for it in sex, are you now going to second guess yourself? Think, oh, I should pull out of that tackle, right? Or, you know, I shouldn't fully commit.
Surely, I don't know how
complete
you are.
Complete opposite to that.
Oh, well, so now you're a dog. Fucking go for it.
Yeah, but yours doesn't exist anymore, so you can't do it.
Do what?
You can't re-snap it.
No, exactly. And that was my point. So I used to have this issue where, like, it would get, like, and I'm going, like, before it actually, like, went.
Ping.
Like sometimes it would like I'd get a little cut in it like from where maybe it was like and then I'd be like oh fuck like that fucking hurts and now I can't do anything for and then like that would reoccur and then one time obviously it just went but now it has actually just gone like it doesn't exist
okay so now that now there's because it's just not
that's
there.
What I'm hoping
yeah now okay, there's so zero
you
stress.
Who hasn't gone to A&E I don't think you did either but you haven't gone to A&E you've got it's remnant. I'm just wondering whether you're going to be able to feel the same again.
I think it could be a bit of a mind fuck. You know, I think maybe once we get over the first hurdle, the first, you know, first challenge, we might be able to go back in. But I think at first it may be a bit nerve wracking.
100%.
Because 100%. Also it is still there, clinging on for dear life.
No, wait until it's healed. Because Oh, God, I don't really want to explain it.
You don't want to go in early. But it's come back from an injury early.
No. And 100% you want to let that thing heal. But, like, if in theory, if it has, like, properly split, obviously think of anything. Like, the way the body heals itself is if you're not getting that stitch back together, that piece is just going to, like, repair itself. But it's not going to repair itself together. Okay. It's just going to heal. So now, all of a sudden, it's just not there anymore. It doesn't exist. Do you know what I mean? Dude, so then I'm can't terrified. Go again.
God, how long until you know it's ready?
Fuck.
Yeah.
Give it a couple of weeks until you touch that, because...
Yeah, bro, it's fucking hard, though.
Keep it as clean
but
as
you can.
But
you can't do anything.
You can't masturbate. You
can't do anything.
Actually, one of the boys, won't say his name, did it from wanking.
What?
Yeah, it must have been really aggressive.
Really aggressive wanking. The other option, of course, is to just get it fully removed.
But I don't think
that's... Would you get circumcised and join the bright side over here?
I don't know, man. I feel like...
Cleaner, sexier.
But doesn't... But
you look fitter, you're
but
peng.
You're in a lucky scenario that you got it when you were young, so your cock is now used to it. Like, when you've
been used to it.
As in, like, if I got it now, like, wouldn't it be, like, really sensitive? And
yeah.
Then, like,
yeah.
It would be, wouldn't it? It's just constantly exposed. Yeah. And then...
I'll get it out.
Also, I heard, like, when you're having sex... It's like less sensitive because you're now used to it.
Constantly. I wouldn't know.
That's what I'm saying. It's like if you get it done as a kid, you're used to it.
Well, I still spunk in 5 seconds sometimes.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. No one said that, mate. Anyway. What I'm saying is because you're so used to it now, but if you get it done as an adult, surely it's going to be like a bit raw.
Maybe, but look, that is what it is, Theo.
If it re-injures,
it's just another life challenge.
If it re-injures itself, we'll just get it chopped off.
Exactly. And, you know.
The foreskin.
Because I go through waves, right, I've been working quite a lot in the studio, obviously, signed this record deal, and now it's game on, like, we're writing tracks, we've actually finished one today, I played it to the boys.
Banger.
I'm not joking when I say this, it is actually a proper toe tapper, like, if it's not banging on TikTok with 500 mil streams, I'll be angry.
It's got a top 10 vibe about
I am going to create a dance to it,
yeah.
It's going to go viral.
But and we've been honest about other tunes where we said they're probably not going to make it, like, commercially.
This is one of them ones where, like, it will be in the pools, in the pool clubs, the pool parties.
Well, Logan and Jake?
No, the pool, the swimming pool.
Oh, okay.
They're not living rent-free in your head, are they?
Well, I thought you were talking about the pools. I'm like, they will be with the pools.
The swimming pools.
Okay.
Like, it's going to be everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, I've only
I don't want to gas it up too much.
No, the thing is like what I wanted to go with it, and let me know your thoughts on this, listeners and viewers. I like the idea of fusing genres, right? So rather than like it's predictable to get a house type beat and put house vocals over it. Imagine taking the house type beat and putting a completely different genre or even different country style
what
of singing.
What kind of country? What are we talking?
I'd say it's a bit that is like a vocal.
I guess well.
Bleep that, Tom, because I don't want to give it away, give anyone else any ideas. But basically, it's a unique thing. I don't think there's been a top 10 track or even a chart track that's fused those two genres in that way.
I keep getting the urge to
sing it. Yes.
Yeah.
But anyways, like, I'm fucking loving it. But what I was actually relating this to is while I've been in full work mode, I haven't had any like sexual desire at all. Like I said to you boys, I was like, look. I'm not getting the urge to want to go out, meet anyone, or, you know, just have any flings. I literally could not care less. And I wonder if there's something that's relating back to caveman times, right? No, because it might be that when you're hyper-focused on something really important to you, other senses just get turned off.
I fully agree with you. I've been there.
Really?
Like,
where?
When you're so just engrossed in, like, working and you've got one drive of yeah. This is all you do. And then when you come home at the end of the day, or you finish work at the end of the day, you're just like, I want to sleep. And it's just work, eat, sleep,
rinse and
repeat. Yeah, because my thing has been, it's been diet, gym, work, like going to the studio and making the tunes. And yeah, it's like, I feel like a bit of a virgin again.
That's good.
Like I just really, normally what would happen is there would be this great build up of, oh my God, I need to fucking do this.
When you're walking through a certain street later today, we'll see you all those urges.
They're going to take me to the red light district, which I've never been to.
But you're actually going to be like...
And they think that I'm going to not be able to control myself. Well,
you're going to be a kid in a candy shop.
Yeah, no, you are.
No.
That's quite a goose.
No, way. I think it might hit me one or two ways. I think I might feel...
It's so sad.
Like sad? there might be a sadness, but then I don't know why, but maybe it's, I feel, you know, it's that thing that you said where they're, are they doing this? They don't really want to be there, but this is their only way to make good money. Or, you know, I am a strong believer in the emotional connection when it comes to sex.
It'd be interesting.
So I'm excited to see how it affects my brain. And obviously you're going to hear all the results. I mean, what it might turn into, we don't know yet. But we're going to hear it all in our Christmas special, yes, which comes out on Christmas Day, by the way. So, yeah, anything that happens today or tomorrow,
actually,
stay tuned for that.
Do you want to say, though, could you imagine yourself doing it if it felt right? So, like, you're walking through the red light district, and you're like, you look at this woman in the eyes and she's like, and you're like,
No, because in his head, he's like, boy, she fancies me.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She's like, she would only do this to me, no one else.
Right. Like, look, she hasn't called anyone
really
else.
She's
over.
Done it to every single person that's walked past her. And she knows as well, the key is to look him in the eyes. And that's
they're
how,
looking
that's
for
how you
suckers,
wield these,
like you,
suckers like you.
Suckers like me.
Then you will get like you will get sucked in,
right,
and then get sucked off.
Okay, so basically, look, they're only human, right? They're only human. Yes, they do this for a job. Yes, they know how to coerce people into getting what they want. But look,
a stud like me walking down the road.
A connection is a connection, and it just goes how it goes.
So look, you could see yourself. Is that
No. What I'm saying, look. What I'm not going into life doing is dismissing that any sort of individual. Female individual is automatically off limits because of their job. Someone could be a banker. I'm not saying because they're a banker, I can't have an emotional connection with them. Just because, just like a worker in the red light district, I may find the love of my life today. Maybe. But I'm not writing anyone off.
Do you reckon you'd be the best they ever had?
No.
yeah, he does.
The eyebrow just twitched when he said that. No.
No, look, do you know what it is, right? And this is where I don't think I'd be able to do it. I fuck it, nah. Because, I'm quality when I connect with someone. But I've had it where I literally feel crap at sex, but really I'm just not connected to the individual. And I think that is actually such a big thing. So that's all I'm going to leave
like
that point on.
I don't think I'm not even sure if there is a chance of connection because I don't think you're allowed to kiss.
Well, they might not be emotionally available. Like Malfoy sometimes.
Oi, but here is the thing.
That's
also
true.
Remember that some of these women may actually have partners at home because this is just
shit.
A
mental,
job.
Isn't it?
It is just a job.
How would you feel if your wife was a sex worker?
It's like the ultimate in insecurity sort of thing. Well, let me just, before answering that question, say that my friend went to a sex party recently where, you know, the fruitier you dress up, the better. Like, literally, basically, the more camp you look, the more confident you look. And, you know, ended up getting with someone that works in a sex shop and has a boyfriend in America, but is polyamorous.
Oh.
So she is open to just that polyamory where she has multiple boyfriends and or girlfriends, right? She's only got one at the moment, but she wants my friend to be her English one. Now, do you want to know something that she was into?
Go on.
Blood play.
Sorry, what?
He's got fucking diabetes, right? So he has to prick himself. He has a needle. He's pricking her with a fucking insulin needle, making her bleed and sucking it up. Like a fucking vampire shit.
He was sucking it.
What? Yeah, little blood.
So it turns out he's into it now as well.
Right, he's a freaky little sod, so he'll do anything. But she was really into that and she wanted, you know, yeah, she fucking loved it and loved eating spunk. But like, yeah, it was very interesting.
That's filthy.
And basically, it seems like the same emotional detachment that you'd need if your partner was a sex worker. Is that the same that you'd need for polyamory to know that they are getting with other people?
I think you have to have
and there's potential to that be an emotional
to
connection.
To be in a polyamorous relationship, I think you have to have a lot of self-confidence.
Yeah.
It'd be very easy to get jealous.
Can it help your self-confidence? That's the question. Could it be that, say if you're not very self-confident, but you build a relationship with someone that's so strong that you literally don't get possessive in the manner that can be toxic. And in fact, you allow them to be an individual that lives their life and you live your life because you're so comfortable in who you are and they are in their in who themselves are. So you don't have the codependence where I need you to just be for me because I'm my confidence in myself is validated via you committing yourself to me.
Hello, everyone. It's Theo. Let me ask you this question. What is better than 8 free beers? Well, I can tell you, and that is 10. Beer 52 are offering listeners of Waffling 10 free beers. And all you have to do is go to www.beer52.com/waffling to get your 10 free beers. All you got to do is pay the $5.95 postage. And if you do it before the 17th of December, normally you'd get 8. But with us, with the code Waffling, you will get 10 if you order before the 17th of December. Now, what is so special about Beer 52? Well, I can tell you from personal experience, they are unbelievable. Every single month, they send experts around the world to find different obscure beers. For example, a couple months ago, I had beers from Chicago, all around Illinois. They're absolutely unbelievable. So far, members have received beers from over 40 countries within 5 continents. And I know some of you out there, you're a bit fussy with your beers, but don't worry, Beer 52 have you covered. They've got all kinds of beers. They've got light beers, they've got dark beers, they've got IPAs, they've got everything to suit anyone. And what's more, you're not just receiving 10 free beers, you're getting yourself a magazine, you're getting yourself some snacks to go along with it. It's unbelievable. Beer52.com/waffling to get yourself 10 free beers if you order before the 17th of December. All you got to do is pay the $5.95 postage. As a disclaimer, I will quickly add, after redeeming your first case, you'll join the monthly beer club, which is £24 a month. No minimum commitment. You can cancel anytime or pause it.
I think also, bear in mind, at the same time, some people get off on the idea of their other half.
Cuckold.
Yeah, is that it? Where like
you watch your missus get done by someone else,
and then you watch them getting done, but they stare at you in the eyes, and you sit in the corner wanking. Never done that. Yeah. Sitting on a film.
Yeah, I mean maybe, but it's a very interesting thing, a very, very crazy.
I think
one.
Also, it's not necessarily just down to like, oh, you have to be self confident. Like, at the very same time, like I fully back myself. But it's more the idea of just someone else, yeah, like having a go. Yeah. That it just doesn't sit well with me. Well, and I feel like a lot of people, that would be the reason. It's not like, it's not that I'm not confident in our relationship or whatever, or in myself. It's just like,
stop fucking my business. Yeah, because there's the age-old thing of like, realistically, those people are just pretending that they're all right with it, but really they're not.
Yeah, that is a weird one. Like,
I'm totally fine with it. Whatever she wants.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. It's an interesting conception, and I do love you guys.
Do you reckon, what?
Yeah.
Do you reckon you could be in a polyamorous relationship?
No, I don't think
could you be in any relationship?
No. Because while I'm hyper-focused like this, because it takes me back to when I first started YouTube, mate, right? I didn't want to go on nights out. I didn't want to drink alcohol and I didn't really start like getting with any girls for a good little while into my adolescent teenage sort of approaching 20 years old.
Not yeah, really
I didn't really because I was so just videos and passionate about my work. And that's sort of like where I'm at with this. So I'm like, I don't think I'm actually going to want to a relationship for a fucking long time.
That's absolutely fine. But
adding to what you said earlier in the podcast yesterday, so earlier on, you said that when you're not looking for it, when you actively don't want it, that when it comes to you, like, well, that's what happened to you.
You never know, mate. Like, that's the thing, though. Like, you could go to the studio and someone could walk in and you'd be like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Or and you just start talking, you're like, whoa. These are feelings I've not felt before.
Yeah.
They could just hit you in the face and then you'll be like, what do I do now?
No, but we're all very professional in the studio.
Yeah, so really after a few drinks and...
Yeah.
You can like meet someone out, like, because you'll be going to a lot of social events.
Yeah,
you do.
You'll be meeting a lot of new people. Like, there's so many new individuals coming into your life.
And you're still hoping to end up with Mabel. That could happen still.
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
I was going when, because obviously in my head I was like, wicked collab, Weller and Mabel coming out, Weller spitting bars. Now, nah, but yeah, and then she releases the tune with Joel Corey, and I was just like, fuck,
we've done that now,
done it.
I guess you have to be there for her in different ways.
Nah, but like realistically, do you know what is beautiful, right? Is the fact that like all these artists, I'm just gonna be able to, eventually. Basically, get in the studio with all
can
of them.
Can you do a song with Dua Lipa?
But, well, yes, that's the thing. All of these are potentially on the cards, but let me know what you think about this, viewers and listeners.
Bring me along.
Yeah, can we come in?
But, yes, yeah, yeah, but let me just quickly spring this one forward. Right? I could potentially, you know, my first few singles get big artists on to feature, but I'm like, I don't want it to seem like my first, you know, I'm breaking into the industry with someone else. Oh, because, oh, it's only because you've got Dua Lipa on the track. It's only because you've got Mabel on the track. Like, I really want to get in with those guys and fucking make tunes because I think it'll be banging. But I almost want it to be like, yeah, like, Weller has done this because he can actually make music.
Yeah.
And then off the actual credibility of, right, Weller, you've you know, done some tunes that have done well in the charts.
Yeah.
Now you've sort of like, yeah, now we respect you and we can work with you in a collaborative way rather than carrying you. Like, that's how I prefer. Let me know, what are your thoughts? Because some people would go, right, well, nah, I'm just going to fucking rinse the fact that I can get access to these people now.
Yeah. So when is this tune, when are we expecting it to be released?
Because I'm actually wanting to go for like my birthday, 2nd of March, mate. Or just
okay,
like,
good. Earlier the better, because I keep wanting to sing it.
Yeah. You can't sing it for months. Ever.
But you know when it's like on the tip of your tongue, like all I want to do is...
I know. It's I can imagine it going on FIFA. Mm. Can't you?
Yeah, it's
going to be
FIFA
song.
FIFA tune.
Yeah.
Mate, I can't tell you how important it is to get a dance in the music video. Just purely for the fact TikTok now just makes tunes.
Yeah.
Like, if you get a TikTok, viral TikTok song, you're just set for life.
Yeah, like Stay by Kid Laroi.
Yeah.
I know it's got Bieber on as well, but like that banged because it popped on TikTok.
Meet you at the spot. Got a vibe. Maybe can you get me for a ride?
Look you in the eye.
Look you in the eye. Like,
I just want to sleep.
Yeah, and like, there's loads of like random.
I got baited.
Can we get that up right
the
now?
For fuck's sake,
Tom, look, pull up this clip of Weller doing a TikTok.
Basically, I had Halloween party, and obviously, I get coerced into doing a TikTok. Like, happens every fucking party.
They play you like a puppet.
Yeah, but I kind of love it. When I've had a few bevs, I'm literally like, get me on that TikTok.
Yeah.
So I do it, and I thought it was quite good. Was it bad?
It wasn't great.
It wasn't really...
What is bad about it?
No, because... No.
Two people having a good time and enjoying life.
No, because in the moment, it's probably, like, really funny. And, like, you think of being like, oh, yeah, this will be funny. That was
well, like, goofy, silly...
Goofy,
like,
you're in a silly, goofy mood.
Yeah.
Like, and then in the morning, you wake up and be like, oh, it's not online.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know...
Yeah, people
a million
always...
views. The comments...
I do bang on TikTok, though.
It's because everyone doesn't expect it. If something comes out unexpected in a TikTok, it's going to bang.
What's the one? It's just me.
You
are. Why am I unexpected?
Because why would you be in this random TikTok on someone else's account?
You don't really do any content anymore other than waffling.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It is random. It is random.
And I'm always dressed as some like slutty character.
Were you in the policeman outfit?
Yes, I was in the policeman
Again,
outfit.
So it's always the policeman outfit.
That's my go-to.
Have you washed it?
Yeah, that was a new one. No, it was. But basically, I often get into their outfit. So like, I'm wearing girls' clothes.
No one asked me.
No.
So how did that Halloween night go?
It was good.
What did you do after the TikToks?
Well, yeah, no, I got a complaint. But like, now just DJing.
You got a complaint? What, noise complaint?
Downstairs, yeah.
Really?
No, just DJing, beer pong. Everyone was dressed up. Yeah, it's just like quite funny.
Does that not bother you? Because obviously now you've moved to an apartment,
yep.
And you weren't living in a detached house before,
yes.
Where no such thing as a noise complaint exists.
I know.
Did it bother you a little bit?
Yeah, it was a bit annoying. It was, but what I've gained from living in London in that place is so much. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It is what it is. All we had to do is change from where the speaker was. Because little tip, if it's on the floor, then the bass frequencies are going right through the floor. If you put it on something, and on like a pillow... And then which is on something else,
and
on something
turn
else.
The bass down a little bit.
Yeah. But exactly, it won't radiate through the floors.
I had a house party below me on Halloween, and I was tucked up in bed at like 9 o'clock because obviously I just finished the 24-hour Red Bull thing, and all I wanted to do was go to sleep. And there was this house party below me going boom, boom, boom all night.
Shit, man!
Yeah. Should have gone and joined in.
I couldn't walk.
Well, I got on another Halloween party. I got kicked out of his party.
Yeah, why did you get kicked out for? What were you doing?
So I was
Where
in,
were you?
I was in bed with the girl he invited.
Ooh, you're odd. Showing off about stealing a man's girl.
No, But it was in literally a going to sleep way.
Oh, you were just going to sleep?
Mate, these are, see, like, I set that up so that you'd think I was being a wanker, right? But really, we were just in bed going to sleep. And I think he thought that I was being dodgy.
So were you just on separate sides of the beds then?
No, but it...
Cuddling?
No.
So this man is kind enough to invite you to a party and you coerce his girlfriend.
Coerce
his girlfriend.
It's not his girlfriend. It's just someone. But I found it quite cheeky that he kicked me out for having a restful period.
Restful period?
Just because the
individual... It's not really what was going on. Was
anyone else still in the party? Was it just you three?
There was other people. But,
you could have... Us cuddled together.
You could understand that though. If you were throwing a party and there was one girl that you were like, I really
it
like.
I wouldn't get to the point where she's in bed with one of you. Why would you be in bed with someone else?
So similar.
Why would you?
You are so similar. If the roles reverse, you're doing exactly the same.
100%.
Like, yeah. Get out now.
What did happen?
I got invited to that party.
Why didn't you come?
Because I just finished the Red Bull event. I was in bed by 9.
What, were you the one wanker downstairs complaining? Oh, sorry. Sorry, brother.
No,
my trailer.
I wouldn't complain to anyone in my apartment because if I don't complain to them, they won't complain to me.
Yeah, that is the thing.
Yeah, it's so true.
Gives you leverage.
Now, something else we've got coming up very soon. Fuck me up the arse.
What?
Is Jake Paul versus Tyson, Tommy Fury. Tyson. Right?
Wait, have you seen that? I forgot. I was going to send it to you boys last night. It was the interview with Big Daddy Fury talking about if Tommy loses this, his career's over.
Mate, no, and it's true.
That's like the first thing he said.
Yeah.
That was like, yeah.
He literally goes, if he loses this, his professional boxing career is done.
Yeah, he won't let him fight anymore. That is literally what he's saying. And obviously Tyson...
No pressure there,
Tommy. Tyson Fury is saying that he's out of the family. Like, you're not involved in our family anymore. Like, I don't know if they're, you know, doing that to roll someone up. Would that, you know, listeners and viewers, would that roll you up and get you motivated? Or would that just add more pressure to you?
It's quite interesting. He also, the daddy, he also said...
His name's John.
John, whatever.
Stop calling him daddy?
Daddy? He also said, he goes, I believe he has the power, the ability and everything. I believe that will make him win. However, the question is, he goes, but he's young. Will the moment get the better of him? It's quite interesting to say that as a dad,
well, because
about
Jake,
your own son, because in my head I'm like, that's only going to build more pressure on your son.
Jake Paul has now got the beans, so to speak.
He's got the beans
to push him through a big fight.
Yeah, no, he's been there, done
the
that.
Moment is not going to get the best of him. The only thing that would get the best of him is someone else being better than him.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, factual information, and I think that is what he's obviously trying to instill into Tommy, that pressure. He's done it in every fight he's done so far. Build up the stakes. You've got to change your name to Fumbles. You know, your whole family, this, that, and the other. You know, all of it, just trying to heighten it. Now, for me, Tyson Fury, you know, training Tommy.
And he's in his corner during
the fight. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's training him. He's in the corner. That, there's going to be things that Tyson teaches him and says to him and does with him that literally is just incomparable. Like one of a kind.
Yeah.
Like nothing Jake could pay
can
do what Tyson can do and do, know what he knows. And the psychological game, like when speaking to the Furies, because obviously I presented with...
when speaking to the Furies as a family.
Mate, no, I presented with John Fury on BT.
That's right?
Whip up some footage now if you got it, Tom. And speaking to him, it's all about the mind with that family. It's all about in here. It's not about being the fittest, strongest, whatever, all of that.
Example, when Tyson got up from being knocked out, I don't think there's any other boxer on the planet that could have done that.
Well, everyone thought he was dead.
He was the Undertaker. And that's just a mental capability, that's the strength to show that family's
and
made of.
So what Tommy somehow has got to do here is just really simplify it. Just really simplify it. Don't let any of the wanky stuff that Jake does get to him, because he will have better boxing skill in his locker from the years that he's had training with the fucking Furies, right?
Yeah.
He will. It's just, and what I'm saying at this point is, who do you want to win?
Who do I want to win, or who do I think I'll
win? Who do you want to win, then who do you think will win?
This is tough. I mean, I would want Tommy to win, just purely so his career's like not done. Like, otherwise he's over. So
out of pity.
Out of pity, yeah. But I think if Jake wins, it would be better for the sport, because you'd get more, there would just be more excitement and more exciting matches. Like, for example, if Jake wins, then I feel like the Jake KSI fight would have more hype than a Tommy to KSI.
Firstly, I don't feel like that fight can ever happen.
I think it could do.
And secondly,
I still think it could happen.
I don't think it would be better for boxing, because bear in mind, Tommy is the first quote unquote boxer that Jake will have fought. And then if Jake beats him, it's almost like, oh, well, Tommy's an actual
boxer. The only way I think it would be better for boxing in terms of just it would have more hype for the sport, so it would have more eyes on the sport, which I think.
Look, at the end of the day, fuck what's better for boxing. I just want to see what the best fight is.
So, Jake.
So, in terms of like, okay, not fuck what's better for boxing, but as in like, I just personally, from these fights,
the most excitement.
Just want to see the most exciting fight, right? I don't think Jake Paul is like going to change the game for other boxers. He's only really going to change it for himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to enable people that maybe didn't have the funding or, you know, he's going to help financially with certain things. But in terms of like, top quality boxing, I don't think Jake Paul's the guy that's going to pioneer that. That said, I think the most exciting fights, build-ups and then fights, will be KSI Jake Paul. So we want to see that now. If Jake beats Tommy, I think that puts KSI Jake in jeopardy, because I think KSI will look at it and go, like, realistically, Jake's got, he's just, you know, I mean, he's probably levels above me now. Whereas if Tommy beats him, it's like, oh, Jake's beaten, he knows what defeat is like. I haven't been beaten. It's more of a level playing field.
I suppose there's the redemption story for Jake as well.
Yeah, exactly, right? But it would be interesting to see. I mean, if Jake did beat Tommy, well, then surely that Conor McGregor fight is like inbound. It's like happening.
Jake,
do you know what I mean?
Imagine Jake versus Conor McGregor.
It'd be wicked. Like, that would be sick. But
there has also been, Jake has also called out Canelo. And I watched.
Oh, yeah, but that's a joke.
I watched the highlights from Canelo's fight against Caleb Plant. And oh my fucking God. The speed of that guy, but the power
at the same time. You get clarted.
I don't think anyone in the world would want to fight that man.
No.
But who do you think is going to win?
Oh, who I think is going to win? I think it'll go to points.
Oh.
I think it'll go the distance. Jake Paul by points.
I think Jake Paul's
going to like
win.
Jake Paul by points. Yeah. Seeing Tommy in his last fight, his composure wasn't the best. And his composure hasn't been, you know, it's knowing like, right, okay, how can I be winning the fight and also try and knock him out? Because that's a skill in itself. Because you can go hunting for a knockout and be getting hit with jabs all the time and end up outpointed and losing, right? And I feel like Tommy, I feel he's a smarter individual as a man.
He's a bit older, isn't he?
Jake's a year below us.
And Tommy's,
Tommy's like
22.
Yeah, he's, yeah.
But
he's a touch older.
I think on the day, it's less about how good you are at boxing and more about how you can handle the day and the pressure.
Oh, it's a mixture of both. If both guys handle the pressure, it comes down to the boxing.
If they're both just as good as each other, it's whoever on the day handles it. But I just think Jake has more experience, and I think it could get the better of Tommy just purely for the fact he's not only doing it for himself, he's doing it, like, he's got the family name on the line.
Mm. But then you think it does swing both ways. Like, yeah, okay, Jake has potentially got that the capability to handle the pressure, but Tommy, in theory, should be well clear of Jake in terms of ability.
He should be.
So, you know, are they then going to meet somewhere in the middle?
I just want it to be
an exciting
fight.
And it will be a good fight.
If one of them gets knocked out.
Yes.
Like, oh my God.
I'm going to put it out there. I'd rather see Jake Paul knocked out.
I think
a lot of people do.
I think, yeah, to be fair, I would like to see him go against some, what's it called? When things go against you.
When the chips are down.
When the chips are down.
You want to see him not winning for once.
No. Adversity, that's the one. I'd like to see him face some adversity.
How will he recover from it?
I feel that's a real test of someone's character. Like, when it doesn't go right, when you take an L, how do you deal with it? How do you come back stronger? Do you say, oh, fuck, no, this ain't for me? Or do you go, right, no, I want to prove it wrong?
I think his brother's a good example.
Well, yeah, Logan, fantastic example. So, yeah, I think it would be cool to see Jake go. Because imagine, I think he'd get even more respect in the boxing world if he lost, went, right, no, I'm going to show that I really am about this, come back and be even better and start beating even better opponents.
Because that will prove to the boxing world that he's not just in it for the money, whether he actually actually likes the sport.
Exactly. And it's not because a lot of, you know, there's a thing where he's hand-picking opponents. He's going, right, I mean, he's only going against old UFC fighters and people like, Tommy's an inexperienced fighter. You know what I mean? Basically, it would just be good to see how he would deal going against adversity. Anyways.
I agree. I think yeah, like in all his life, really, you could say he's won. From like a young teenager, he was like a Disney star, was he not? Mm. So like, you know, he's winning then. He then smashes YouTube. He then smashes boxing. It's like, let's lose something.
Yeah, now. Well, that's not me saying, oh yeah, I want to see him fail because like, oh, he's had loads of success and I want him. It's just that it's a really good part of like actual life in leveling up when you have to take on adversity and seeing how someone can come through adversity is so huge. Look at Tyson Fury. Like seeing him go through what he went through, negative stuff, is what has actually made him a king. That's what's actually done it. Not him, you know, because he was good before that. He was still undefeated before the mental health stuff, but now he's gone through that and it's inadvertently that has been what's connected to people.
Level up.
Now that's why he's viewed as such a fucking great individual, human being.
It'd be interesting to get Tommy on next season to understand his psyche of the whole event. Whether if he loses, whether he would come on or not, I don't know. But if he wins, I think it's definitely it'll be a good thing to do. I think he'd be up for it.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure there's so much to talk about as well. Be an interesting guy.
100%.
Yeah.
What else we got to talk about now?
Don't know.
I think it's about time we head out and explore this city.
Yeah, okay. So what we're going to do now, these boys are taking me to the red light district. We're going to see what fucking happens. I mean, I don't know where it's going to go. But anyway, so like I say...
Take you to the sex museum.
Yeah, all of that. I'm actually looking forward
and
to that.
And the Van Gogh Museum.
Anything like that. No. But basically, yeah, make sure you see our Christmas episode, which is coming out on Christmas Day, which is obviously anything that happens between now, so literally today, and then we're going to talk about all of it and... hopefully have some good, funny, laughing stories with you.
Drinking one, that is.
Yeah, we're going to get fucked. Anyways, make sure you follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and...
TikTok now.
Trying to hit 100K on Instagram.
Yeah, oh yeah, we've been trying to do that for ages. Subscribe to, obviously, the Waffling YouTube channel, and until next time, we'll see you.
Bye.
Bye.